The country is back racing strong again. Support local communities and visit country.racing.com. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards and complimentary Kogan First membership. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us as we start the week. It's Monday, October the 25th, and I tell you, the AFL season's still some way away, Wispy. We're still getting over what was an unbelievable 2021, but 2022 looms, and one of the more interesting teams, of course, will be the Geelong Footy Club, who have made a habit of being involved in finals for the best part of 20 years, and if not preliminary finals, grand finals. Steve Hocking's wandered out of the AFL and now takes up the role as CEO of this great footy club, and he's been good enough to take our call this morning. G'day, Steve.
Good morning, Gary and Tim.
Life is back in club land. How does it compare to our head office? A little, just taking it easy at the moment?
I'm not sure about that, Gary. this is the start of my fourth week, so... as you're both aware, and most football followers will be, this time of the year, October is a really important part of setting up for, you know, your next season. So, yeah, really important work being done currently, whether it be working through the football department and also just changes to, you know, coaching positions, list management, all those types of things. So, yeah, really, really important part for every football club.
Hey, Hook, good to speak to you this morning. Just been reading some of the interviews you've conducted with journalists over the weekend. Pete Ryan's column in The Age this morning. You said the closer you get to the top of the mountain, sometimes you can actually be getting further away from it. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, Tim, look, I think what can happen is you can actually tighten up in your decision-making. You can actually... I think, potentially not take some of the risk or not put it all out there. The three of us know how difficult they are to win premierships. So I think, you have a look at Melbourne Football Club and they went on an incredible run, really from round 23 versus Geelong down at GMHBO Stadium. I don't think a lot of us have really acknowledged just what that month of football was like. And, you know, when you look at that, they freed themselves from, you know, 57 years of burden and were able to do something quite special. And I think as a group, you know, that's what we've got in front of us. It's really, you know, how do you unlock the human magic that, you know, comes with football? I think that's one of the fun elements of being involved in a football club is, you know, how do you achieve that? And it really comes down to people.
Is there going to be a philosophical shift there at Geelong then? I mean, obviously, you know, all the chatter outside the club is about the age of the list and the way that everybody's been going about it, the way you've built the group and the recruitment of guys who are more experienced and mature. With you, is there going to be a philosophical change?
Look, I think there's no doubt. I value talent, Tim, and I think that... you need to make sure that you're certainly challenging now, but you need to have an eye on the future as well. And I, you know, if I was going to make a fair comment coming into the role, sort of 4 weeks in, I think that we've got a little bit planted in the now, and we do need to just shift our eyes to the future, whilst maintaining the level, you know, the club has. Like, the club's been extraordinary over a long period of time and challenging, but I think that, you know, we'll go to the draft. Stephen Wells and Andrew Mackey, you know, we've got pick 22, 30, 32, 34 and 50. And there's a fair bit of interest around those, you know, 30, 32 and 34 from other clubs as to whether we can get higher into the draft. So, you know, clearly we're going to be bringing in some young talent.
And you've been bringing in others as well. Matthew Scarlett's gone. Corey Enright's gone. Matthew Knights is gone. Eddie Betts is going to have a part-time role there. James Kelly, Harry Taylor, there's... I think conversations about Matthew Egan coming back to the club too in a development role. Was that necessary to change those people around Chris Scott?
Yeah, I think it was, Tim. Like, the great thing about the Matthew Knights and Scarlo and Corey Enright is they've been incredible servants for the club. So just acknowledgement, you know, for all the effort that they've put in. Each one of them has had a different opportunity, you know, and Scarlo's side of things. COVID's been really hard on a lot of people across the industry and really broader community as well. So, you know, Matthew's going to have a break. for the next 12 months and dabble in some development. Corey Enright's keen to just test whether he wants to be a senior coach longer term. So the best way to do that, he spoke to me about that. I left Geelong and went to the AFL, and that's prepared me for this new role as CEO. And so Corey gets the opportunity to do that at St Kilda and experience something different. Matthew Knight's got a great opportunity over at West Coast. And you know, that has opened the door for some change. And you know, the program had been very set for quite a while. And I think, you know, you've just got to be careful that the same voices, you know, for players, we've all been players, the three of us, it's good. It's good to show up the pre-season and actually have some different voices and some different influence and ideas. And we'll welcome those new people into the club.
How did the discussion go with Chris? Two strong personalities, which I think is fantastic. How robust was the discussion about whether he goes on?
Gary, look, they absolutely were strong discussions. There's been a lot of talk around as to our friendship. I think that you know, people need to be aware that, you know, the role that I've come into is to look after and take care of the Geelong Football Club and steer it into its future. And you know, the management, the board, particularly led by Craig Drummond, they were really strong when I got there on Chris being extended. Brian Cook was obviously you know, the previous CEO, and he was really strong on that as well. And then I've come in, and it's been really important for Chris and I to sit down and actually, you know, just look one another in the eye and talk through what does the future look like? What are we going to do here, and where's our direction? And Chris is really committed to the club. He's a smart coach. We're going to, you know, put some new people around him, and you know, clearly I've got some thoughts on what we need to do. And at the moment, my focus has been in the first few weeks down in football, but by the end of this week, my eyes will come up, and I'll be engaging in other parts of the club because we've got some wonderful things ahead of us at Geelong, and Chris is going to be part of that.
Is it fair to say that you know you got Craig Drummond and you got Cookie, as you say, but you needed to convince yourself that it was right for both Chris and the club that he continue?
I think we needed to convince one another, Gary. I mean, we haven't. You know, I think people look at, you know, me leaving Geelong 4 years ago, and that you stay in contact through that 4 years. I haven't. I've been Switzerland, the AFL, because that's what you need to do. You've got to make sure that you're looking after the game. You're looking after the 18 clubs' interests, not one particular club. Now I've come out of that, and I'm now re-establishing, you know, some of those relationships back at Geelong, and I'm not the same person I was 4 years ago. I've developed some other skills and some other understandings, and Chris is in the same boat. So you just need to, you need to be fair on one another and understand that and take your time to work through it. And we've done that and we'll continue to do that.
Chris has been the face, obviously, of the football club, as are a lot of coaches around the competition. But you've also said that, you know, he's been carrying the can for the club and you want to share that responsibility. So what's the plan behind that?
Well, I think that's a broader group, Tim. If you have a look at COVID, I think that you know, it's been incredibly hard the last 2 years. These have been two of the toughest years in the history of the game, and you know, Chris has been front and centre of that. You know, leading in hubs, on the road, you know, lots of being out of your normal environment of home, and I think he's done a fantastic job, as have a lot of people at the club. But we do need to put more support around him and the players as well, and that's part of my role. I'll certainly lead on that. It's important I do. And then there's people like, you know, Simon Lloyd and Stephen Wells, Andrew Mackey. You know, there's going to be assistant coaches. Everybody needs to chip in. If I have a look at what Melbourne have done, everybody looks at Simon Goodwin, and I think the focus was heavily on Simon in 2020, whereas in 2021. The workload's been shared. It's been Adam Uzo, it's been Troy Chaplin, you know, Darren Burgess, it's Alan Richardson. You do have to invest in your key people and make sure they're taking good care of the program.
Will there be any other major changes to your football department?
No, not at this stage, Tim. We're pretty settled from here. We've got, as you've acknowledged, we've got one senior appointment to make around development. You know, we're going to make sure that the players that we draft out of this upcoming draft, you know, get the right support, right programs, so they can realise their talent. And I, you know, I'm a big believer that you need to have an environment where young people can be the best they can be, and that's not only, you know, we're focused on our AFL team here. It's also an AFLW team. Like, you know, that's the season that's emerging. That's the one that's right in our, you know, in our view coming up is AFLW, and we've had to reset some of that as well. Daniel Lowther's now the new coach there, and we've got a group of young players that have come in that are new Geelong players, and, you know, they need to be supported and given the opportunity to put their stamp on our AFLW team as well.
With Steve Hocking, the new CEO of the Geelong Footy Club. Steve, did you approach Ross Lyon for a role?
Gary, Chris and Ross go back a long way. I've actually had a fair bit to do with Ross at AFL, as you and Tim would be aware. You know, I was big on making sure that we were talking to people about the game. I don't think one person has all the answers. I've never believed that. So you get out and you scope what is available. Ross was one of a number of people we've spoken to. One of the great things about Ross, which you know, Chris and I both enjoyed, was he gave us an external view of what he sees of our football club, and also, you know, the potential opportunities that might be in front of us, where the game's going. And, yeah, look, I'm very appreciative of the time that, you know, he gave us and, you know, the insights that he provided us. He's a good sounding board.
But there's no, it was reported, rightly or wrongly, that there was a potential role for him as a part-time strategy manager, whatever you wanted to call it. That's not going to happen?
No, it's not. We just talked through a whole host of things, Gary, including, you know, what he's done in other programs. I mean, he's been a very successful coach. As I said, he's one of a number of people that we've spoken to.
Well, we're talking to Geelong new CEO, Steve Hocking. I just wonder, like, had you stayed in the AFL, and I'm one of the half dozen people out there that think that you did a great job in improving the game, but if you had stayed and the game hadn't have opened up a little bit, which I think most people would agree it has opened up and the ball has been freed more than what it was with the changes that have been made, what was the next lever that you thought that you were going to have to pull for the game?
Oh, look, I think, Tim, the holding the ball is the, you know, the piece that we would have tidied up just a little bit more. I think players and coaches, you know, are so smart with how they educate the players. You know, they train to take the tackle, they train to hang on to the ball, and I think just releasing of the ball a bit quicker. So I'd tighten that gap as to how long they're able to have possession of the ball. But look, there's good people in there. You know, they've got a plan sort of moving forward. I think you've been generous saying the half dozen, Tim.
let's say three.
Yeah, look, I think one of the pleasing things is, you know, three of us have, and many of us have witnessed an amazing grand final. You know, an incredible team that I think just took advantage of those changes. Yeah. I think they were really smart in the way they play. And we, you know, we all know the way the industry works. When teams see that and coaches see that, they'll chase that. And so I think we're going to see a slightly different direction over the coming years, which I think will be really healthy for the game. You know, when was the last time 31 goals were scored in the grand final?
Yeah, no, we loved it. We loved it. And I think a lot of people hope that becomes the trend and coaches out there, yeah, teams begin to play a little bit more like Melbourne. I mean, it's not easy to get to that stage, to play that style of complementary football, but they did it as well as anyone in recent time.
They have, yeah. That, it was wonderful to watch.
Hey, just a couple of quick ones, Steve. Very, very generous with your time. So with Scotty, is the two-year deal extension done, close to being done? Where's that at?
Not done yet, Gary. We're just working through with Craig Kelly. You know what Craig's like, don't you?
Yes, I do. He's on the golf course.
Yeah. Yeah, got to get him off the golf course. I think Cathedral's his office.
And no bigger fan than me of Joel Selwood over the journey. From a captaincy point of view, is that something that you'll discuss, or is that not up for debate?
Not up for debate unless Joel makes it a conversation that he'd like to have, Gary. I think he's just been an extraordinary young man, hasn't he? And I still look at him as a young man. I remember, you know, the 18-year-old that came in and played in a premiership in his first year. So, look, there certainly won't be anyone at the Geelong Football Club more motivated than Joel Selwood to have success.
He's earned the right to make that call. Hey, Hock, we really appreciate you jumping on this morning. Big job, of course, always is a CEO of any club. But back down at Geelong, there's a great expectation, as there should be, and we wish you well with it.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tim. Speak to you soon.
Geelong. Thanks, Hock.
See you. Good, Steve. It's great to have you on. CEO Steve Hocking. Tom Brady, by the way, first player ever to throw 600 touchdowns. That's happened today, this morning as well. Let's take a break, get to Sportsbet.